This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Some of the best stories of our lives involve buying something, the simple exchange of money for stuff. That's why we started a series a while back called The Transaction, You and How a Purchase, Big or Small, Changed You in Some Way. Today, that story comes out of North Carolina.
My name is Mark Byrne from Conover, North Carolina, originally from Michigan, though. And my transaction had to do with buying a $4 beer at Michigan International Speedway. It was the summer of 1998. Being NASCAR fans, we were familiar with going to Michigan International Speedway and catching the NASCAR races quite a bit. It wasn't a NASCAR race, but it was the IndyCar race, so me and my buddy Ryan decided to go. We headed out over there, and when we got to the parking lot, there were two people walking out. They said they had to go somewhere, but they had good seats and wondered if we wanted their tickets, and we said, sure, we'll check them out. When we got up to the gate, sure enough, their seats were pretty good. They were in turn four, which is a nice place to be where you can see the cars coming at you and going away. And so we decided to go check out those seats first. On our way there, we stopped at the beer stand, and we had a choice of a Miller Lite or a Labatt's Blue, and we decided we wanted Labatt's Blue, being more fans of that than Miller Lite. To our surprise, the keg was empty, and the guy asked if we wanted to wait for the new keg. He said it'd just be a few minutes. They were already going to get it and all that, and not being huge Miller Lite fans, we both said, yeah. While we were sitting there waiting, started noticing a police officer and a couple emergency responders going by, and next thing you know, there was a few more and then a few more. It got to be about 30 of them that ended up going by. In the meantime, the keg showed up, so we got our two Labatts and headed towards our seats. When we got to that section, we noticed the section was closed, so we figured we'd just head over to our other seats. This is time before all the smartphones and all that, so we couldn't just check our phones and see what happened or anything. We ended up watching the rest of the race, and on the way home, we're listening to the radio recap and all that, and to our surprise, we found out that Adrian Fernandez had crashed in turn four, and basically some parts of his car had flown into the seats. Several people had been injured, and three people had been killed. People who had been killed had been sitting in row 8 and row 10. Having our seats being in row 9 in that section, we had to wonder just how lucky we were that we waited in line to buy that Labatt's beer there instead of settling for the Miller Lite. Might have helped save our lives that day.
If you've got a story of a transaction that led to something unexpected, there is a spot on our website where you can tell us about it, and please do. It's marketplace.org.